2019 Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival presented by Woodman Life Preview Show. Bob in Utah with you here tonight. Bob Cupp with you from The Rock Station, 97.7 Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions. It is here, and my palms are sweaty. The excitement in the belly is growing. I'm ready to go to Cooper's Lake Campground.
I am too. And this is that episode where we take you from start to finish through the lineup of what's going to transpire starting at 5 p.m. on Friday, July 12th, ending around 11 p.m. on Saturday, July 13th.
How about that? It's going to be awesome. And we've got the first 10 acts here tonight on this show for you to hear. And this is going to be step by step, leading you right through Friday night, and we'll carry you into early Saturday afternoon by the end of tonight's show. And we want to thank a whole host of people that have been a part of the show, have helped put this together, and we will talk about them throughout the show tonight. But in particular, of course, Shady Lady Productions, when we started doing this grassroots show together on The Rock Station 7 years ago now, who'd imagine that we would have a festival of this music that we're highlighting on a Sunday night happening at the beautiful Cooper's Lake Campground now for the sixth year in a row at Cooper's Lake Campground.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch the whole thing grow, just like the radio show has. We often joke about we thought there'd be 6 months worth of episodes, and yeah, 7 years now. It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, a festival that even includes beer and a beer tent for several hours on Saturday night of the event.
Wonder who had something to do with that.
Probably the guy that has the band named after that, and bruised some of that. Yeah, I would think, you know. But, of course, we want to first and foremost thank Woodman Life, standing strong for generations. Tony and Jarette, they're growing a business here in western Pennsylvania that is strong, and they are part of our event as the primary sponsor this year. And we certainly thank them for their involvement in presenting the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to meet him when we were setting up all this sponsorship stuff. He's a great guy, and they have big plans for growing this throughout this area. So,
yeah, and we'll be talking about them at the festival this year, no doubt. Of course, Lamette Productions have been with us from year number one as well. And the trio that works so hard all weekend, you know, we just run back and forth and make sure everything's running right. Those guys are making it sound fantastic and look awesome.
Yep, and one of these days I just have to post outtakes of all of the before festival setup stuff and the when we're tearing down, because those three just crack me up. They're just three very fun guys. We have a good time, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I mean, they're out, you know, setting up Thursday for this thing, and, you know, working hard the entire time, every band that's on throughout the festival, and then tearing down to go home early Sunday morning. I mean, they dedicate themselves to this event and work so hard to make it sound fantastic, and they've done incredible work each and every year at this event.
Yep, and every year they bring more and more stuff.
Yeah, we always
look at this new thing we got. Oh, geez.
But that's part of the thrill for them too. And thanks to Lee, Matt, and Marty, they work so very hard, and they've been part of the fun. And it's always fun to have them along. And we'll talk about a few others too. But of course, Cooper's Lake Campground. We've got to talk about them throughout the show. This is a fantastic facility. It's an event destination, and fortunately, they've welcomed this event as part of their destination opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely is. And, you know, this is a family-friendly event, too, so it's a great opportunity for you to come on out, bring the family and camp, and just stay the weekend and enjoy not only the music but everything else that's going on. It's just a fantastic place. Yeah.
And you'll get an opportunity to hear some of the samples of all the acts that are going to be there as we progress through the show tonight. And again, next Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on The Rock Station 97.7. And then we'll talk as well about the facility and some of the other sponsors that we have along the way here tonight for the 7th Annual Band Jam Festival that is happening July 12th and 13th. It is right down the road, folks. Be sure to get your tickets. It's $20 pre-sale to get in, and for 17 and under, you're in free. It's the best deal in town.
So basically, it's a dollar a band, and yep, you're going to hear between this week and next week all $20 worth right there.
Absolutely. Well, and hey,
heck of a deal.
And the relationship that you have struck up between Shady Lady Productions and Lament Productions is very special. This kind of culminates our Sunday night programs here in July with the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, an event that you began many, many years before that. It's just fun to be a part of it, and we want to give a special shout-out to Shady Lady Productions for the work you did at the Big Butler Fair, bringing in Blackhawk. Henry Paul was at the fair in Butler, and, of course, allowing us to be a part of the relationship that kicked off the fair week with the Rock Station 97.7 and Shady Lady Productions coming together to bring in the Clarks, Western Pennsylvania legends for almost 35 years now, and the Borstal Boys. What a performance they put on as well. Special shout-out to all of the fans for attending, supporting local music, supporting the Big Butler Fair, and to the Big Butler Fair for allowing local music to be featured as part of that special event. And of course, the Big Butler Fair, the institution that it is, and Shady Lady Productions being a part of that, it's just an awesome, awesome thing. And now we turn our attention to the Band Jam and some Noble Hops and that very inexpensive fee to enjoy the best beer band around. This band right here to kick things off tonight that will be kicking off the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival at 5 o'clock on Friday, July 12th, is worth the price of admission alone. And we've got an exclusive here tonight. Not only are we going to reveal this opening band, and you already have an opportunity to go to thebandjam.com and see this, but we have a brand new song, finally, with the long-awaited arrival from the Noble Hops Band.
Yeah, after about 10 years of being together here now, we finally have our first single out, and we're excited to reveal it to the masses here tonight on the Grassroots Show. But, yeah, it's called the Hophead Stomp, so crack a cold one and turn it up, do a little jig.
All right, let's get at it. It's the Noble Hops Band. They'll be kicking things off Friday, July 12th at 5, and then we'll follow that up with the new collaboration, and we've had one version of this already at Band Jam. That's Amanda Noah. She's done an appearance at Band Jam. But Amanda Noah and James Graff have put together an incredible collaboration. Fantastic CD. Fun to listen to. A wide variety of styles. It covers the genres. But this song we're going to play tonight is one of the Grassy-nominated songs that you had an opportunity to vote on here all this month.
Yep. So the question is, will we be presenting Amanda Noah and James Graff a Grassy Award when they hit the stage around 6 o'clock on Friday? Yeah. You'll have to be there to find out.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Well, that's yet to be determined. But for now, we'll let you hear Amanda Noah, James Graff, and the Noble Hops Band as they kick things off the Band Jam preview show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. We'll be right back. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at The Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Band Together Pittsburgh presents the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival July 27th and 28th at the Sirius Shrine Center in Cheswick. Good food, friendship, and great music from the likes of Tommy Castro and the Painkillers.
Well, I'm calling San Francisco.
Vanessa Collier, CJ Chenier.
Can't sit down.
Dana Fuchs, the Pittsburgh Women of the Blues, Joe Grishecki and the House Rockers, and more. Proceeds from the Blues and Roots Festival benefit Band Together Pittsburgh and the Autism Society of Pittsburgh. For tickets or more information, go to pghbluesrootsfest.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
The Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. Opening segment brought to you by our friends at the Meat Locker Recording Studios. And during this particular show, you're going to get to hear the band that has emerged out of that Meat Locker Recording Studio. We're anxious to have Meat Hook back, but that's a little bit later on tonight here on The Rock Station. Want to thank our friends as well at the Rainbow Inn, 323 2nd Street in Freeport, longest running show sponsor. And they're back again here to help us preview the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. So as you crack one open and do the hop head stomp, make sure it's a man can special, courtesy of our friends down at the Rainbow.
There you go. You know, we were talking about 7 years we've been doing this. Well, that's how long the Rainbow Inn has been with us. From day one, they stepped up and sponsored the show and helped get it off the ground. So,
just heard the Noah Graff collaboration and the song Steady Love. It's a Grassy nominee. And this is, by the way, the final night that you'll have an opportunity to vote on that. This is the voting ends for the Grassy as of midnight tonight. So if you haven't voted yet, go to 977rocks.com or maybe listen in, because we'll have a few more of those Grassy noms here tonight. Noble Hops Band and that new Hop Head Stomp. How about that? Great stuff.
Hey, I want to give a big shout-out to Rude Dog, too, at Leaning Studio of Green, because that's where we're recording at. And he has just done a fantastic job. That's him on the drums, in fact. So.
Okay.
Good stuff. Fun stuff.
All right. Finally.
Also, shout out to my friend Chris, who's playing the banjo on that. So our plan is for him to jump up on stage and join us on the banjo with that.
Wow.
We'll have to see if we can make that happen.
Well, see, these are the things that happen at the Band Jam. And, you know, it's not just bands showing up and, you know, playing five songs off their EP. I mean, this is, you know, they get up and put performances on, folks. And that's the cool part of this. That's what I think this is what excites us the most about this whole event, is not only, you know, people are coming to see and hear local music in an awesome venue, but Utah, those bands that hit that stage, I mean, you'd think they were playing the Grammy Awards.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things I like to do is set the bar high. I really do. And we've done it, I think, every year. I mean, the very first performer ever in our very first Band Jam was Mia Z.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look where she's at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bar was set high.
And every band just makes it that much higher throughout the entire weekend. That's the cool part.
It really is.
So don't feel guilty. If you've missed past Band Jams, you won't feel guilty, because you're going to be at this year's Band Jam. And we've got another of our Grassy nominees coming up at 7 o'clock, and it's the debut of this band, The Fire Gods. And these are some very well-versed musicians in the Pittsburgh music scene. And while the album they recently had put out has a whole host of other well-versed Pittsburgh musicians on it, including on this song, Reb Beach playing lead guitar.
Yeah, he's doing all right on that.
Yeah, he does okay.
Yeah, it's actually a good CD. I've listened to it several times. And we've got another band that's been performing at the Band Jam for several years now. They just dropped their latest CD as well, and that's the Red Lions. And these guys bring it for us every year. They bring people, they bring a performance, and they take, yeah, Brian works, I think the whole band works just so hard on making sure that it's a performance. I mean, they look the part, they got their set list down, and they do it. So,
And the last two Band Jams, he invited other musicians up on stage to do an encore jam.
Yeah. But this is I think this is opening track off of that new CD they dropped. It's called I Should Have Tried. I think it's a great song.
It really is. They released it to the Memorial Day weekend. So I hope you have a chance to check it out. And you will get the chance to check out the Red Lines. They'll hit the stage at 8 o'clock on Friday, July 12th. Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival preview show here tonight. It's episode number one of two on The Rock Station 97.7.
is loving you honestly.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
When was the last time your job let you dream big, gave you a sense of achievement, made you truly happy? Now imagine providing for your family like you never thought you could. Imagine traveling to places you never dreamed you would. Imagine helping others while helping yourself. As a Woodman Life representative, you can earn great money and exceptional benefits like group health insurance and a 401k plan for those who qualify. top performers can also win cash bonuses and exciting incentive trips. Plus, with Woodman Life, you'll have the freedom to be your own boss while being a leader in your community.
If you're looking for a career where you can be your own boss and determine your own income, we can help. Hi, I'm Tony Angerette, your local Woodman Life recruiting sales manager. Call me to find out more at 724-431-1932.
Insurance protection, financial security. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
You're listening to The Rock Station 97.7, and it's the Grassroots Show here tonight. Bob in Utah with you. We are previewing the upcoming Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival event at Coopers Lake Campground, July 12th and 13th. Beautiful facility this year presented by Woodman Life, and we want to welcome back the stage sponsor again this year. They're back again at your local McDonald's restaurants, and we're excited to have them back. And the cool part of that is everybody knows a McDonald's. As a matter of fact, especially at night, it's one of the cool effects of the evening when you're sitting there, especially when you're at the top bowl of the amphitheater. You can look across through a couple trees in Coopers Lake Campground, and you see the Mecca. It is, well, that's what the M stands for, right?
The
Mecca of McDonald's. Next to the Pilot gas station. So, yeah, it illuminates our night. But we thank them for being a part of the sponsorship package again this year. Some other folks, we've had a whole host of folks that have jumped on this year and are helping to sponsor the cause and grow the event. And everybody's involvement just helps us do that very thing and add more amenities, bring bands, take care of the bands, take care of everybody that's there. I mean, this is quite a process.
Yeah, I mean, it costs a lot to put this show on, and we could not do it without sponsors and especially the bands who step up and help, you know, get people to this event. So it means a lot to us because, yeah, it's not a cheap event to pull off.
But. Yeah, exactly. Aqua Solutions for clean, clear, beautiful, soft water. They're part of the package this year. Cummings Candy and Coffee. Barry Cummins, of course, who's part of a repo man nowadays and supports local music in his own right, especially with the stage that he has out at Cummings Coffee and Candy West. Of course, they have the downtown location, but drop on out and hop up on stage or catch somebody playing maybe on a Friday night. Ram Automotive, along with Mark Regis, State Farm. He's down in the Mars area and Bauman Auto Repair out in Sutter Township. All hopped on board this year and joined in on the Band Jam cause, and we appreciate it.
Yep.
Going to dig into a little Dizzy Whoosh. This is a band making their debut and a very well-versed band when it comes to festivals. They play Ragu Festival and many other festivals all the time.
Yeah, even though it is their debut, we've invited them several times. It was always a conflict in schedule. People getting married or vacations or whatever. And I don't know who gets married on Band Jam weekend unless you're going to be at the Band Jam and do it, you know?
Yeah.
Remember last year, somebody even moved their wedding when they found out it was the Band Jam, they moved it. That's passion right there. That's dedication.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
But yeah, really excited to have these guys on board and do a cool song off their last CD called Finger.
All right, and we'll follow that up with, I mentioned it earlier, Meat Locker Recording Studio, one of our sponsors of this program every Sunday, and their band Meat Hook. This is Jim Harpel and just a host of well-versed musicians in the scene, and they made their debut on stage last year at Band Jam, and it was so powerful, such an incredible performance. It was the first time they had played outside of the Meat Locker Recording Studio or their rehearsal space.
That's right.
And man, they brought the crowd. I mean, everybody was on their feet jumping. It was great. So yeah, they're still around this year too, and so they're going to play hit the stage at 10 o'clock Friday night.
Yep, there you go, Mr. Segway.
Let's do it. It's the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival preview show number one tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
And I say, who's to blame? We don't mean nothing. We don't mean nothing today. And I say, who's to blame? We don't mean nothing. No, we don't mean nothing today. I think about what I was told about growing old. They say, work your fingers to the bone. Pay today for tomorrow. Do not borrow somebody else's sorrow. You follow feeling hollow, trying to get away. Think what I was told about growing old. They say work your fingers to the bone. Earn your pay today for tomorrow. Do not borrow somebody else's sorrow. You follow feeling hollow, trying to get away. Was it worth the price of admission? Running down the rabbit hole.
your soul. Was it worth the price of admission? Running down the rabbit hole. It'll tear the fabric of your soul. We don't mean nothing. We don't mean nothing today. And I say, who's to blame? We don't mean nothing. No, we don't mean nothing.
You showed me your When you hear summertime, you think of warm weather, sunshine, and family cookouts. And 4th of July, the biggest cookout day of the year, is already right around the corner. In that case, who better to visit than Bros's Superette, where they have hot dogs, burgers, and plenty of delicious deli items that will last you the entire weekend. But you'll need to stop by soon, since they'll be closing during the holiday weekend and will reopen on Tuesday the 9th. Bros's Superette will make sure you're prepared for your family cookout before they head to their own.
Get your holiday weekend started in style with Pittsburgh's own Michael Glubicki of Rusted Root, with Dirk Miller and special guests at JB's Roadside Pavilion Wednesday, July 3rd. Hear a night of your Rusted Root favorites with new music, too. Doors open at 6, show starts at 7. Tickets available at Eventbrite.com or JB's Roadside Bar and Grill's Facebook page. Bring your lawn chair, grab a drink, and come enjoy Rusted Root's Michael Glubicki Wednesday, July 3rd at JB's Roadside Bar and Grill Pavilion, Saxonburg Boulevard, Curtisville. Just minutes from Route 8 South.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
Need a little blues attack to get ready for the 4th of July? Well, then head to Wolfie's Pub and catch Jimmy Mack and the Attack on Tuesday, July 2nd. Wednesday, July 3rd, it's Frank Vieira at the Tequila Cowboy. And on Friday, July 5th, Gigaroo begins in Salzburg. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, Saturday, July 6th, catch Blackhawk at the Big Butler Fair in Prospect with special guests the Shiners and the Hobbs Sisters. 7 o'clock showtime, and that concert is free with your fair admission. On Saturday, July 13th, it's Summerfest at Three Rivers Harley-Davidson with food, prizes, and live music presented by Shady Lady Productions with the Tina Daniels Band from 11 to 3. And on Wednesday, July 24th, mark your calendar, Utah from the Noble Hops Band will be up at Scotty's Martini Bar in Erie. Yeah, sounds like a road trip. And of course, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival right around the corner, July 12th and 13th at Cooper's Lake Campground. Don't miss out on the fun. Check out thebandjam.com for all the information you need. You can buy your tickets online there. There's even a link over to Cooper's Lake Campground so that you can make your reservations if you'd like to stay. Come and go as you please, though, if you don't want to stay. $20 pre-sale admission price gets you in for the entire weekend, and you can see the likes of the Noble Hops Band, Amanda Noah and James Graff, Fire Gods, The Red Lines, Dizzy Woosh, Meat Hook, Shag Dog Melonhead, Miranda Brandon, Cindy Cooper, Dinner Bell Road, Doppler Effect, Anger the Ant, The Shiners, J. Roger Davis, Sophie Lockhart, the Justin Wade Band, Highland Brothers Band, Wine and Spirit, and Homicide Black. It's the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, presented by Woodman Life, July 12th and 13th at Cooper's Lake Campground. Crack one open with us.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Tonight on the Grassroots Show here on the Rock Station 97.7, we are taking you through the 7th Annual Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. It is July 12th and 13th. Go to thebandjam.com for all the information that you need. It will tell you the lineup. It will tell you every amenity that's going to be there, some of the highlights, the history of, and it even gives you a link to Cooper's Lake Campground because, again, we tell you it's a $20 admission price. Well, that's just to get into the festival to see the bands. If you are coming and going, well, that's what it's going to cost you outside of your time, your gas to get there, and if you're going to wheel the bundle of goodies in, and that being your favorite beverage or whatever you want to eat, or maybe the price you spent on a chair to sit in because you can bring your folding chair or a blanket or whatever. But if you're going to stay for the weekend, that is an additional cost through Cooper's Lake Campground. It's a very inexpensive cost, but there is a separate charge there.
Yeah, and this has been the case since we've started the Band Jam, and it's on the website, it's on the tickets, we talk about it constantly. So when you show up the gate, don't act surprised.
Yeah.
it's $20 to get into the festival, and you can come and go on that. If you leave, you just keep your wristband, you show back up, you can come back in. You're not going to have to pay again. So you got that going. Plus, kids 17 and under are free. It's a very affordable weekend, and the music is second to none.
It absolutely is. You're going to have a great time. And again, you can come pitch a tent, If you have a trailer you can haul in, you can do that as well. And they'll set you up. If you need a full hookup, they have that as well. If you do have full hookup, I would not waste time because there's only so many of those. But there's primitive camps galore throughout the place. So they've got a lot of room for you. They've got great shower facilities, two different locations. You can take a shower. It's always clean. It's always well done. You will feel the comforts of home. And again, if you just want to wheel in your favorite beverage, they've got a camp store there. So you'll want for nothing. It's just like a little mini convenience store, basically. And of course, we'll have some food trucks there as well. So some great vendors too. That we hope you'll come and spend some money and support them, because this is all a local entity, local event. It's why it's called a festival.
Yeah, and that's a good point. You know, bring some extra cash if you want, because there will be some craft vendors there, and the camp store has a ton of stuff as well. And of course, we'll have our official Band Jam T-shirts there, and you can get some Rock Station stuff and some Shady Lady Productions stuff, and it's gonna be nice.
Yeah, it's gonna be a great weekend. And of course, you get to hear that music along the way too. And another one of our Grassy nominees and a past Grassy award winning band, and they always bring a great show. They're going to be headlining Friday night, July 12th at 11 o'clock. Shag Dog Melonhead will take the stage.
Looking forward to it. And yeah, this is the last song that they dropped, and it got on the list not only because it's a great song, but people were pounding the phone lines and the emails and saying, what was that song? What was that? That was cool. We want to hear it. And that's their song, Bubble Cloud.
It shows you that you listeners out there can make a difference on how a radio station sounds and what is played. So don't forget that. And we'll follow that up with a lovely young lady, very talented young singer, who will be kicking off the first visit to the stage on Saturday, July 13th at 11 a.m., and that's the incredibly talented vocalist Miranda Brandon.
Yeah, this is her debut appearance at the Band Jam, and she's just a young lady who is, like you said, very talented. So we're excited to have her be a part of this to get things going. Because you notice people are kind of milling around on Saturday morning ready to do something, so
yeah,
we'll get her going.
All right, let's get at it here. It's the preview show for Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, year number 7 tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
Turn the world all around. heads up to the roof to see God's greatest gift. Satellite left blinking, if you catch my drift. The more that he gives, the more that you will get. Take it for granted till it turns to regret.
Journey.
Together Pittsburgh presents the Pittsburgh Blues and Roots Festival July 27th and 28th at the Sirius Shrine Center in Cheswick. Good food, friendship, and great music from the likes of Tommy Castro and the Painkillers.
Well, I'm calling San Francisco.
Vanessa Collier, CJ Chenier.
Can't sit down.
Dana Fuchs, the Pittsburgh Women of the Blues, Joe Grishecki and the House Rockers, and more. Proceeds from the Blues and Roots Festival benefit Band Together Pittsburgh and the Autism Society of Pittsburgh. For tickets or more information, go to pghbluesrootsfest.com.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. Don't forget, our show is streaming at 977rocks.com, so you can find us anywhere on your mobile streaming app, computer. And don't forget, these shows are all archived as well for future playback on demand at 977rocks.com. And we are previewing the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival tonight. This is show number one of two. We're going to be back here next week continuing because, well, we've got 20 different acts. So you're hearing the first 10 tonight. And we kicked off the night with the Noble Hops Band and the debut of their brand new song, Hophead Stomp. Amanda Noah and James Graff are going to be there following up the Noble Hops Band. That's the 5 and 6 o'clock hours, Friday, July 12th. The Fire Gods come in, the Red Lines. By 9 o'clock, it'll be Dizzy Woosh, followed up by Meat Hook at 10, and then Shag Dog Melonhead capping off our Friday night of the event at 11 o'clock. Then you heard Miranda Brandon, most recently her song One of a Kind, kicks off things on Saturday at 11 a.m. And that's what we like to do, kind of, you know, kick things off, build things up, especially on Saturday where we go a little acoustic, kind of a, you know, a late brunch, if you will, or early brunch, and have your lunch acoustically. And then we build it back up again and kind of hit high gear mid Saturday, and then we'll break it down again around dinner time. You do a little acoustic thing and then build it right back up again.
Yep. And right around that second breakdown there, before we ramp things back up, the beer tent will be opening up. So you'll know where to find me. Big shout out to the Butler Area Society of Home Brewers for being a part of that again this year. So it's awesome. And what the tent does is raise money for TASSOW, the Awesome Spirit of Wildlife, which is a wildlife nature nonprofit organization here in the area. So.
Yeah, it's great, and that'll be open. That's a separate price for those that are 21 and over if you'd like to go in. But, man, they bring a whole wealth of different samples. And people just, you know, and you're near enough still, you can hear the bands playing. It's not quite close enough that you'll be able to see them because of the size of the tent, because we usually pack quite a few people in there. So.
Which you can come and go from the tent as well. So.
Absolutely. Yep. You'll get a band for that as well, just like you will for the event. And, another young lady who is very connected to the Cooper's Lake Campground is going to be back again this year. We had her kick things off last year, and she played fantastically. And she doesn't, and we've said this before, she doesn't necessarily consider herself a performer. She likes to write songs. But, wow, she sat down to that keyboard last year and really drew everybody's attention.
Yeah, absolutely. And she says she's been writing some more as well. And what I love about this story is, you know, when we had her in on the show here a year or two ago, and she'd kind of got away from music for a little bit. And then when we moved the Band Jam out there, they're just sitting there and they're watching all of these local artists do that. It just lit a fire under her. And she pulled the thing back out and started writing again. And she's been recording with Clint Macro over at Cobble Sound Recording, too. So.
Okay.
And I believe that's where this song was recorded, her song Moving On.
Fantastic. It's Cindy Cooper. And we'll follow it up at 12:30. The guys from Dinner Bell Road will be making their second appearance at the Band Jam. And they've just put out new material, and they've been getting some buzz. Well, matter of fact, we play some of their material on our sister station, WBUT, Butt Kickin' Country. But internationally on the streaming services, their new material has been getting quite a buzz.
Yeah, that's really cool to see. That's Dinner Bell Road, which is right from this area here, Saxonburg area, Butler area. So it's pretty cool. And this song here features, I know somebody I kind of know, we all kind of know, and that's Miss Jennifer Lynn Baker, who you would have seen perform previously with the Noble Hops. But cool little song called Living Without You Ain't Hell.
That's right. Good stuff from Dinner Bell Road. So there you go. There's our first 10 artists of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival coming up July 12th and 13th at Cooper's Lake Campground. And if you would like to be a part of the fun, I advise you to buy your tickets ahead of time, because we will have tickets at the gate, but it's $5 more. They're $25 a piece there. If you get them ahead of time from any of the bands, from Utah and Shady Lady Productions, from The Rock Station 97.7, or right here at the Band Jam website, thebandjam.com. You can download them. Get them ahead of time. It saves you $5. That's $20 for the entire weekend for just admission into the festival. Check out thebandjam.com and listen to a couple more tunes that you're going to get to see probably performed at the Band Jam this year, presented by Woodman Life.
Said you'd go, but I never thought you would. So shame on me. And now you're gone.
You say you try a little harder now and then, but you lie. Yeah, I'm gone.
Well, I was wrong. Think that I could love that bar store and love you. Girl, come back home.
If I swear to be the man you thought I'd be so long ago, you gotta let me try.
Broadcasting the best rock across all of Western Pennsylvania. WLER FM Butler, Cranberry.
calling all boys.
The Rock Station, 97.7. Station 97.7.
Rock Station. 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. On The Rock Station. 97.7.
Rolling and tumbling.
It's party time, and we're busting with pride. It's been 40 years, baby. They say that everything happens for a reason. 40 years ago, WLER went on the air, and the station has evolved and been a grand adventure for our community. Along the way, we met you. You've shared your ideas, your music, and lots of great community events. You've won lots of prizes, from t-shirts to tickets, radios, and televisions. And every listener has helped shape us into one of Pennsylvania's premier radio stations. You are our customers and our reason for being local, broadcasting the news, weather, and sports. You make us proud to be the voice and heartbeat of the community we all call home. Join us as we celebrate 40 years of broadcast excellence as WLER, the Rock Station 97.7. Listen to win as we continue throughout the year as we give away over $40,000 in prizes.
Great beds, no bull. That is the original Mattress Factory difference. Our mattresses are designed with the highest quality material.